Kenneth Hodge Campaign Podcast. Good morning on this Tuesday morning, and welcome to a Tuesday morning podcast presented by Kenneth Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio. It's that time of year when members in Local 304 get to decide leadership for the next 3 years. Again, my name is Kenneth Hodge, and I desperately want to be your local president. On November 15th, the ballots will be mailed out. So they're in local headquarters in Cincinnati preparing the ballots from 11th to the 15th. They're going to mail them out on the 15th. So from the 16th of November to the 6th of December, 21 days, you have to make a decision, cast your ballot, mail it back in. On December 7th, the ballots will be picked up and counted on that day. So I say to you, because we are in Ohio Valley District, and I'm sure you look at the pathetic mail scores out of our area, when you get your ballot, please do not hesitate. Sign it. Check Kenneth Hodge wherever you may see it on the ballot, and check William Kirkland for vice president, and mail your ballot in, and let's get this new leadership in place for January. Next item I want to talk to you about is when Columbus, Ohio attempts to show members that Kenneth Hodge was not an effective branch president. There are many examples I can use, but one I'll use that happened last week. An issue was brought to me about misappropriated time being spent in the union office on tour one. That issue was brought to me last week. As a suspended president, I addressed that issue, and I guarantee you that issue has been minimized or is either non-existent. So when you measure effectiveness, you can look any way you want to look, but Ken Hodge is an effective president. And to all the stewards in Columbus, Ohio, who was aware of that situation but chose not to say anything, shame on you. But I say shame on the current local president for perverting your vote and taking your elected official out of office, because I would have addressed that. No, let's correct that. If I'm active in my role, that never happens. And I'm sure everybody in Columbus, Ohio knows that. So again, Columbus, Ohio, I say to you, if you're in a situation at work, who would you want representing you? Easy choice for branch president. And to the local, I'd like to say, how is it possible that we may have the exact same grievance in Ohio as we have in Indiana, but Indiana can win their grievance, but Ohio can't? Or how is it possible we have the same grievance in Ohio as we have in Kentucky? Ohio can win their grievance, and Kentucky cannot. You see, that's where a disconnect comes in. And one of the things I'm going to put in place once I'm elected local president is we are going to attempt to operate from the same sheet of music. It is imperative to me as a local president that grievances are handled the same in Indiana as they are in Ohio, as they will be in Kentucky. When we standardize the means of victory, then we're going to duplicate it over and over again, and we're going to go by best practices to make our union even stronger. You see, I'm a firm believer that we can force the Postal Service into compliance. Again, it's going to take a bunch of new visionaries, because those of us that have been around for some time are convinced that the Postal Service can do certain things that I am here to tell you, and I'm going to show you that they are simply not allowed to do. So again, if we hold them accountable for every hour, every unit, we will force the Postal Service into compliance. And when you see your local president as the drum major for maintaining 100% compliance, I guarantee you're going to want to join the band. Local 304, it's going to be exciting once we get over the hump, because I'm sure there's going to be a learning curve or a getting used to each other curve. But I tell you, once we get past that, I'm going to keep it exciting. It's important to me that when I see members from the local, that my greeting is, hey, there's our local president. Never, oh, there's that guy. No, it's important to me that I do a good enough job for you that when you see me, you can greet me with a cheerful greeting. And that might sound crazy to a lot, but when my members understand and respect the type of work that I'm going to do for them, and again, how you greet me or how we converse when we interact, that's really my only way of knowing, am I doing the job that you need me to do? So when I say you greet me with a greeting of cheer, that's important, and I work hard at doing what I do for you, and that's part of my reward for my members to know that my local president went in for me. He took care of business, and trust me, it's not always going to be in our favor, but way more times than not, it's going to be in our favor. And let me tell you about timing and positioning. Timing and positioning. See, timing is perfect right now because you have an invigorated, excited, extremely knowledgeable candidate in Ken Hodge vying for the positioning. Positioning is because once I'm in position, I'm going to share this knowledge, I share this energy with, we have a lot of union members, trust me when I tell you, that are like precious gems that have not been allowed to shine. And when I say not allowed to shine, I don't mean in a physical manner. I mean, we have union members who will probably eat that contract up, regurgitate it to a much simpler form of understanding, and help spread the concept of contract compliance. But because we as a local have not done anything to energize that energy in our current membership, we can't take advantage of that. Well, I'm going to change that. I guarantee, well, I don't want to guarantee, but one of the things I'm going to bring to the position of local president is energy and insight that I'm going to wake up a lot of our members who should be active in this process, but because the union have given them no reason to, they have not. Well, I'm giving you a reason, because I need that level of expertise. I need that new vision that's going to help us be propelled into the future. And that vision that I speak so passionately of, that vision is going to come from the membership. That vision is going to come from branch presidents who motivate the stewards so that we understand that we want to challenge everything. If it's a violation of our contract, we want to challenge it. There is no pass on anything. And again, if we set that as the base, the mission statement, if we don't hit it 100%, we're still going to be much further ahead than we are currently. And so again, I say to you, vote Kenneth Hodge, local president, William Kirkland, local vice president, and let's reshape the local headquarters, and let's reshape our entire local. Have a great day.